The sauce is thick and sticky. Workers have to stir it with a fixed schedule to ensure that fermentation takes place evenly within the jar. And within the jar, the microorganisms restrict one another. One kind's loss is another's gain. The jars have been through many repairs during the past several decades. The direct exposure in the sun can greatly stimulate the vitality of yeasts. But rain could ruin everything. Time slips always in the repeated sound of the lids of the jars being moved away and put back. The source of China started a trend in human beings' history of fermentation. Several thousand years have passed, and it has become a fundamental flavour on dining tables in China. In North China, the meaning of sauce is more straightforward. Only a little paste is left in the jar of Wang Yu Ying's. Enough salt ensures that the sauce won't get frozen in severe winter. In Chile, northeast China, for quite a long time, salt in the form of sauce has provided physical and psychological support for people. Three months later, it'll be time to make new soybean paste. But the preparation work will start now. The cooked soybeans are smashed in the pot. In northeast China, soybean is the only ingredient for making sauce. The monopoly is also a luxury. Heilongjiang province boasts the most fertile black soil in China. The farming and harvest here is short and hasty, but the place produces the best soybeans.